SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that we get to do and hang out and talk about. In case you're lost in a romance or a wilderness of bane, today is December the 19th, which makes it a Tuesday of 2023 as we are coming closer and closer to the end of this thing. So as you know, we are 6 days away, give or take, from Christmas time. You know, that holiday stuff, when you get to hang out with people and do all kinds of fun stuff. You know what I'm talking about. There is just some stuff that we get to do. And I thought that this might be a great time to talk about the psychological impact of social media on self-esteem and body image. Yeah, I want to talk about this because of the time of the year that we're in. In the age of digital connection, social media has become the most ubiquitous part of our daily lives. Platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok not only offer a means of communication, but also a window into the world curated to perfection. This curated perfection, however, comes at a cost, particularly when it comes to the impact on self-esteem and body image. Social media often presents an idealized version of reality, and I think that's the crucial portion that we need to focus on today. Influencers and everyday users alike post images that are carefully selected, edited, and filtered. This creates a digital environment that emphasizes physical appearance and material success as a key indicator of worth. Relentless exposure of such content can lead to an internalization of unrealistic beauty standards, and particularly among young and impressionable users. And listen, this is going to happen quite a bit during this holiday season. So I want to talk about this because I think it's important for us to communicate when it comes to some of this stuff, opposed to just saying, let's not talk about it. So let's talk about the comparison trap, because I think that that's going to be the big one that you're going to see during this time of the year. And it's one significant issue arising from a social media is the use and tendency to engage on social comparison. Users often compare their everyday lives, including their physical appearance, to the highlight reels of others. This comparison is skewed as social media profiles rarely reflect the mundane, less glamorous aspect of life. When users compare their unfiltered reality to the polished image on their feeds, it can also result in feeling of inadequacy, also low esteem, self-esteem, and body dissatisfaction. Let's not even get into body dysmorphia, which we can have a whole other conversation about. Studies have shown a correlation between an amount of time spent on social media and negative body image. A survey by the National Eating Disorder Association found that 70% of women and 50% of men feel worse about their bodies after spending time on Facebook. This is not surprising considering that social media platforms are, you know, like to riff with image and often represent an unattainable standard of beauty. So let's dive a little bit deeper here. The influence of likes and feedback. The culture of likes and feedback on social media also plays a crucial role. I'm talking about a crucial role here. Users often equate the number of likes or comments with the self-worth, which can particularly be damaging when it comes to posts and in the appearance base. A study from the Journal of Youth and Teenagers reported that teenagers who received a negative feedback on social media were more likely to have body image concerns. And think about that as we get into this holiday season, because you know that people are going to be looking at all the ins and outs of what is going on. There is no doubt about that. So think about that as we are talking. Take a listen to this. We'll be back right after this with some more information, so don't go too far away. I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there. Okay, well, welcome back. And let's talk real quick about some more things here about what we are discussing when it comes to psychological impact on social media and self-esteem and body image, because I think it's going to be crucial as we are talking, no doubt about that, as we are hanging out here and going through the whole thing. So let's talk about the rise of filter culture. The advent of filters and editing apps has added another layer of complexity. These tools allow users to alter their appearance drastically, often aligning with unrealistic beauty ideals. This can not only distort a person's self-image, but also alter their perception of what normal and attainable, leading to dissatisfaction with one's natural appearance. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes we see these real weird posts that come up online, and there's all kinds of weird anomalies when it comes to these things. And that's the stuff we need to talk about, no doubt about that. So think about this as you are going through your holiday season and taking a look and posting some of these things on what's real and what's fake, especially when it comes to filter usage. I mean, it's getting to the point nowadays there's so many filters that I'm almost scared of looking at people in real life because I'm not sure if that's going to be the person that I met online. You know what I'm saying here? So let's talk about some mental health implications here. The impact of these phenomena is not just limited to body image, but prolonged exposure to negative self-perception can lead to a host of mental issues, including anxiety, depression, eating disorders. The constant pressure to present a perfect image to the world can also lead to stress, burnout, and individual struggles to maintain an online persona that aligns with societal expectations. So that's the thing to think about. I mean, I'll tell you, a few days ago, I was hanging out and I was taking a look at an app where you could add tattoos to your body and actually add muscle definition on what you would look like. And I was like, boy, that's pretty interesting on that it works. So let's talk about some coping mechanisms because I think that that's going to be important to talk about. So let's talk about this. In response to these challenges, there is a growing emphasis on promoting healthier interactions with social media. This includes encouraging critical thinking about content consumed, reducing screen time, and following accounts that promote body positivity and realistic lifestyles. Education and awareness about curated nature of social media content can also help individuals maintain perspectives and reduce inclination to make their unfair comparison. There's also a push for social media platforms to take responsibility for their impact on their content users on their users' mental health. Some platforms have started experimenting with hiding like counts to reduce the pressure of social comparisons. So think about that. As you're unwrapping gifts during this holiday season and taking a look around at everything that is actually going on, be curious on what's real, what's fake, what might even be AI generated, because that's something to think about for sure as we are talking. So in conclusion, while social media offers significant benefits in terms of connectivity and information, sharing the impact of self-esteem and body image cannot be ignored. Understanding the mitigation these effects are crucial, especially with younger generations who are growing up in an increasingly digital world. It requires a collective effort from individuals, communities, and platforms themselves to foster a more realistic and healthier digital environment. Keep that in mind as we're going through this holiday season, no doubt about that. And I will tell you that psychology and safety go hand in hand when it's all said and done. So if we don't talk before then, happy holiday season for you. This has been Safety FM with Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.